Talk Tonight is on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
That is some super groovy music. What is that? What were we just listening to? Sean's not telling me. It's a secret. If you know what it is, text me at 71010.
It's the Guess Who. It's My Pride.
Oh, It's My Pride. And it's Canadian, too. So awesome. Well, good work. That's pretty groovy stuff. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. He's off tonight under the weather. He'll be back soon. I hope he's having a hot bath. I hope he's drinking tea. A little Manuka honey. If your throat is ever bothering you, Manuka honey is the way to go. It'll give you that big booming voice that you need for Christmas office parties and singing carols outside of your friends' front doors. Now, have you heard this story about a TikToker who lost out on a job by essentially just leaving whatever it was that she had on TikTok and then realizing that her digital footprint was real? This is something that could happen to any of us who are on social media, whether it's TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, maybe you've got an old MySpace page kicking around somewhere. Any of those things can come back to bite you, and we're going to find out how by speaking to my guest, Carmi Levy, who is our technology analyst and journalist. Carmi, how are you?
I am great. Great to be here, Richard.
Well, thanks for having for coming in and spending some time with us. So this young woman did some wild stuff on TikTok, went for a job. Her potential boss-to-be did a background check, i.e. trolled through her TikTok and found this thing and didn't hire her. She realizes now that her digital footprint is real, and she has gotten a terrible lesson in the idea that the internet is forever. So my question to you, Carmi, is the internet forever? Is this something that we all have to kind of be very aware of?
Oh, it absolutely is. I'm going to cut her some slack because she's only 17
That's
years
right.
old, and
yep.
she's probably just learning, but in reality, the rest of us should know this already by now. I hardly a week goes by that I don't see a story tragically like this, that someone learns the hard way that something they posted to TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever, magically found its way into the hands of a current employer or a prospective employer, and next thing you know, they either weren't getting the job offer or they were losing the job that they had. So you sort of feel bad for them, but at the same time, it's 2022. I think we need to realize that when we go looking for a job, the sad reality is employers are going to, sure, they're going to look at your resume. They might interview you if you're lucky. And then they're going to do what I've done whenever I go looking for people for work, is they're going to creep them online. And they are going to look at what they post online, because that actually gives you a really good 360-degree view of someone's character. And you know, if people are a little bit more honest on social media than they probably should be, maybe they overshare, that could be a red flag to employers, and we need to be aware of that.
I once met someone who was in a position where they were hiring people, and they told me that one of the things that they do in the interview process, and this is a little different, but I thought it was nonsense at first, but maybe it's not. They say, "What's your Uber score?"
and that's so, that's a really great point, because basically what it does, first of all, it shows what kind of character you are, because folks with good Uber scores, Uber drivers like them.
Yep.
And folks with lousy Uber scores, they don't tip, they don't say please or thank you, they might leave stuff in the car. It's little things, right? Mm-hmm. It's the things that you're not going to put on a resume. And if you're not careful about cleaning up your digital footprint before you send those resumes in, you may get caught on the wrong side of it.
Companies use different tools, too. There's something, and I might not be pronouncing this correctly, Mosint, is that it? Mosint, and something called Nextfill. And these are things that will sort of troll around your internet and or your email and that kind of thing and just check on you, essentially, right?
Exactly. So, like, you go into Mosint, if you're an employer, you go into Mosint and you punch in the individual's email account and or email address. Now, what it'll do is it'll go out and it'll look for platforms where that email address is active. So anywhere where you've registered, any social media platform, any website, any online service, software service, it'll kick back. And if it's publicly available, publicly accessible, they'll be able to see where you're active, what you're posting there, what you're sharing, who you're connected to. And the Nextfill is similar, but it uses your username. So if you're using the same username across multiple services, Nextfill is going to zero in. But, you know, the interesting thing here is that, you know, yes, those are kind of like, I call them supercharged tools that give employers almost like a godlike view of what's going on online. But they don't even need to access those, because really all I need to do is go, you know, I can go to a social media platform. I can go to Twitter and do a couple of searches and find you. Right. It's not that hard. They don't need to access these tools. They can just look online. A Google search often turns up things that we probably wish we hadn't done and maybe we should be getting rid of before we go apply for that job, or before we go talk to our employer about maybe that raise. If they're going to be looking out for us, we may get in trouble if we leave these things behind.
Well, I thought it was funny that this 17-year-old, her name is Jaden, wrote, "How do I background check myself?" Which is possibly one of the greatest responses to this ever. I would suggest that you background check yourself by not writing things that are going to get you in a position where you're not going to get hired.
Exactly. And you know, I do this about every month. I will go online and I'll Google myself, and I'll see what Google can find on me, and I'll do varying Google searches using different parameters just to kind of get a sense of what is out there on me. I'll also search for my tag, for my handle, on different social media platforms, the ones where I'm active, also to see, well, was someone saying something about me? Did one of my posts get into the wrong place?
Right.
You know, who is tracking me? Who is interacting with me? Could any of that maybe, you know, could it be like a random nasty internet user who I might have to answer to my boss? And if that's the case, then I'm going to go and I'm going to block that individual. I'm going to try to suppress that content. And I'm not saying anything, you know, that'll get me into trouble online, but sometimes it's not what you say. It's who you associate with.
And are you one of those people that would suggest that, you know, every now and again that you just delete everything? I mean, do we really need tweets that go back 8 years?
We probably don't. And, you know, like I'm of the belief, like I you know, I think that the best offense is a really good defense. Yeah. So if you don't share that kind of questionable content in the first place, then you don't have anything to worry about. So I've never reached that point. I never worry that, you know, something I might have posted a decade ago is going to come back to bite me, because I always think, and before I hit that publish or that send button or that tweet button, I'm thinking, could this come back to hurt me? Right. And if the answer is even remotely yes, it doesn't go out. I do a lot of draft stuff. But I think for a lot of people, that might be probably healthy for them. And it's a good point. We shouldn't be leaving accounts. If the account goes dormant, if we're not using it anymore, get rid of it. Don't leave it sitting out there for other people to search. Close out the account. Make sure all of the content that is on it is no longer available for external searching.
I think that there's a couple of rules to stand by. I remember years ago when Twitter first came in, at CTV, we were told, don't put anything on Twitter that you wouldn't want your mother or father to read. So there was that. And the other one that's in, it's you know, pretty simple, four words, when in doubt, delete.
I love that. And I'm going to add a third recommendation, and that's if you wouldn't say it to someone's face, then you shouldn't say it digitally as well. And I think those kind of rules of kindness really do go a long way to ensuring that we never step in it and that we never have anything that comes back to hurt us one way or the other.
But we've just got a minute left here. But this is serious. We're kind of having a bit of fun with it. But job or, you know, businesses do look at your social media. They do look at your history, and they use that as a judge of your character. And it could cost you a job. This was a 17-year-old young woman who will find another job doing something else. But it could have serious effects.
It could, absolutely. And I think that's why we, you know, periodically do have to look at what we're sharing, who we're sharing it with, what our social profiles look like, and ask ourselves, could it be perceived in a potentially negative way? Maybe I didn't intend for it to be negative, but it can come back to hurt me. So do that analysis on a regular basis and really do start to be more critical about what you share, because even if you delete it, it may go places where you won't be able to delete it. And the flip side, of course, is that if you decide to create a positive and you know, enlightening kind of social media profile, and you sort of take it the opposite, then that's the best resume of all. That's the best calling card. So it works both ways. And, you know, maybe they'll look at your social profile and go, oh my God, we've got to hire this person. Let's double their salary because they're awesome. That can work as well.
I love that, Carmi. We have to leave it there. Thanks so much, Carmi Levy, technology analyst and journalist on News Talk Tonight with Richard Krause.